Hi, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. I am sure we have all felt feelings of loneliness. I mean, a little less than 10 years ago, they did a survey and collected data that about 40% of people have frequent feelings of loneliness, and that is not okay. So I want to encourage you that you don't have to live in the feelings of loneliness anymore. I mean, I get if you've lost a loved one or maybe a friend has walked out on you, that of course, the feelings of loneliness can set in that way, but you don't have to live in a constant state where it's constantly dragging you down and you just feel defeated all day long. So I'm here to encourage you that you can be happy and that you don't have to feel lonely anymore. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So, I mean, I know we felt lonely before, but loneliness can lead us down lots of paths that we frankly we don't want to go on. I mean, it can just lead to an overall less enjoyable life. It can lead us to not enjoying moments, which is not a good thing because we're supposed to enjoy every moment. You know, we don't know how long we have, but so of course we want to enjoy every moment. I mean, when we feel lonely, it settles in feelings of worthlessness. It's a sure path to depression, and nothing good comes from isolating ourselves, and nothing good comes from feeling lonely. So I want to help you in this area. So my personal story is that about like a year ago, I didn't even know I was feeling lonely. I mean, I had pretty much shut those feelings off. I was going through kind of a rough time, so I just withdrew myself from pretty much extra talk, extra feelings. And then I didn't, and what helped me realize that I needed to actually like talk to people, I guess, is I don't mean to make it sound bad, but pretty much what helped me figure out that I needed to like not be a hermit. I'm trying not to make it sound too like depressing, but it was or dramatic or something, but pretty much I just needed to get out of myself to just talk about how I was feeling, and I didn't. So what helped me is that I finally let people in, and that's when like this emptiness which I had tried to fill, I can't really explain it, I'm trying the best I can, but this like emptiness which I had tried to like settle down, like the feelings I had tried to silence, they just came flooding back to me. And I realized that I need people. I mean, we all need people. I've done previous messages on the kind of people that we need, but I just want to cover right now that we need people. And pretty much the cure for loneliness is just getting out of ourselves and just basically looking at it from like a different angle almost, just pretty much getting out of our heads. I mean, the worst thing that we can do when we feel lonely is continue to shut ourselves in. And that is also the worst thing we can do when we're going through a difficult time, is shut ourselves in and make ourselves be alone. When we're hurt, when we're pretty much like, not like when we're just hurting and we're just sad, the best thing that we can do is receive comfort from our friends and family. Our people are the best encouragers. They are our best lifter uppers. They lift our spirits. They cheer us up. They're just ones to keep around, if you know what I mean. But the only thing we become lonely without even realizing. I mean, we have school and we have work and we have all the things in between, and we don't realize that we're cutting out time for our friends and family, right? I mean, and then suddenly one day we wake up and we're like, oh shoot, now I'm lonely. But we have to, what we neglect dies, and what we pay attention to, that grows. So if we're neglecting our friendships, of course that feeling of loneliness is going to set in. I hate to keep saying that word over and over again, but that is pretty much the best word for when we're just feeling alone. I mean, you know, loneliness. But if we neglect to take care of our relationships and the things like that that matter to us, of course those feelings are going to settle in. So I'd like to encourage you to just let people back in your life, to make time to see your friends, to make time to see your family. I mean, I break the chains off of loneliness, especially if you've been just circling around in that cycle for however long, days, weeks, months, years. I break that off of you as I break off fear in Jesus' name. And I just pray that you will receive peace and that I pray that you just find people who love you unconditionally. I mean, I know especially with social media, it's easier to just stay inside behind a screen. I mean, did you know that homes in ancient days, they were pretty much just used to like store things in, to sleep in, to stay safe and to cook in. I mean, houses weren't made for to spend every single spare moment inside. That's what the beautiful outdoors are for. But now we've created this kind of almost too luxurious, almost too comfortable of staying inside to where there are people who are just scared silly of going outside. And I totally get that there are people. I am not saying that there aren't people out there who are like this. I get that are there people who do have like mental things, but for the most part, go outside, people. Some fresh air will do you good. Don't just stand behind a screen. I don't mean to sound like you're like how our mom sounds sometimes, but it's true. I mean, the outside is the best thing to do if you're feeling cooped up. I mean, that's like the best solution. But I just like to encourage you to go find some people. I mean, maybe it does take some work on our part. I know people, they say jokingly, but it really hurts because it's like we feel socially awkward. But you know what? If you feel awkward, everybody feels awkward. I mean, that's the big thing. If you feel like you're the one who's making everything awkward, I'm sure that other person feels like they're the ones causing everything. So everybody feels awkward. So just let that go. I've had to learn that who knows how many times. But just find people, go in a group, go in a club, start a club, maybe go in a small group to your church or start a small group. Go find people. I mean, maybe I think I tried to say this just a little bit ago, but maybe it does take some work on our part to be more friendly. Maybe we have to work on listening instead of talking all the time. Maybe we have to work on like nervous habits, like moving our eyebrows, or like if you're watching the video, I don't mean to like, but whatever, or like just working on ourselves. But I just want to keep coming back to this part. Go find some people who love you, who like you a lot, and just that is the cure for loneliness is people. So I will see you next week. I hope you are encouraged, and I thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to read our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.